We'll go quickly over the Gemara that we learned yesterday and 2 days ago. This is the boy Rav Ash, boy Rav Amram part, and then we'll go back there. So Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, about 11 lines from the top, the beginning of the line. And this Gemara, boy Rav Amram asks a shayla. The Gemara we just brought down, Prasad of Braisa, it said, and this was the reason why we paskened that the halacha is Yisa Adam Bas Duma, not Duma, is because it says, do I smell? Because the Braisa says that if a woman is Vizana, her children are kosher, because the Roiv Be'ilis go after the Baal. That's what the Braisa had said. And that's why we paskin that you should marry the Bas Duma, the daughter of the Duma, because the Duma herself, the Bas Duma has good yichus, and she has the cheskes kashrus. So on that, the Gemara has a shayla. Boy Rav Am asks a shayla. This halacha that we say that the child has a yichus which is kosher, because roiv ve'ilas achar abal hoisa perutz beyosin. If the mother, the woman, was excessively promiscuous, mahu, what is the halacha meaning? Do the children still have a yichus which is kosher? Do we assume that there's the father, the woman's husband is the father because of Rav Be'ilah Zachar Abal? Or since she was prutsu b'yaisa, she was excessively promiscuous, therefore we lose the chazaka, and therefore you cannot assume that the child is a kosher. Says the Gemara, Aliva the Manda Omar, according to the Manda Omar that says in Nida, Ein Isha Misaberes, a woman does not become pregnant, Ella only Samuch Levesta, around the time of her vest, around the time of her cycle, of when she sees Dam. So says the Gemara, according to that Manda Omar, Loiti Boilach, we're not even going to ask the Shiloh why. It's going to be Pashit that the problem of Prutz B'Yoyser is going to cause that we cannot assume Rav B'Ila Sachar Abal. Why? Because the time period where she is usually becoming pregnant is a time period, the Lo Yodaba, that the husband doesn't know about it. He doesn't know when her cycle is happening. Like you said, like Taisa says, there's no Ves Kavua, she doesn't have a normal cycle, and the husband doesn't know. So since the husband doesn't know, even though in general we say Rav Be'ilas Achar Abal, that the majority of relations is with the husband, and therefore generally a regular woman who is promiscuous, the children that are born are assumed to be from the husband, but that's only a regular woman. This woman has broken all barriers. So a woman who breaks all barriers, and there's no extra shmira, extra watching which the husband can do. So there over there, says the Gemara, Loiti Boilach, we're not even going to ask the Shaila, it's Poshit, that the child cannot be assumed to be a kosher. Why? The Lo Yodaba, because he doesn't know about when she is ovulating, and he will not be able to guard her. And because she is Prutza B'Yaser, the child no longer has the assumption that he was born from the father who's the husband of the wife. Kiti Boilov, when do we ask the Shaila? That's only Aliba de Mandamar, according to the one who says, Ein Isha Misaberes, a woman does not become pregnant, Ela Samach Lesfilasa, only around the time of when she would be going to the mikvah, meaning, let's say, 12 to 14 days after the cycle starts. Now that, says the Gemara, Mai, we want to know, what's the halacha? Is the fact that she's Prutza B'Yoyser, is that going to say that because she's excessively promiscuous, therefore we cannot assume, and we don't have the right that the child is born from the father, meaning from the husband of the wife, or since the husband, I'm going to speak it out in the Gemara in a second, or do we say, since the husband knows when she's ovulating, he knows I have to keep a special eye on her during this time period, because now she's ovulating, she might become pregnant. If I let her hang around with somebody else, like I usually do, okay? Or I'm not as mocking about, but she may end up getting pregnant from that person, and that I certainly don't want. So says the Gemara, Kevin the Yodaba, since he knows about it, Niture Manter Law, he will surely guard her and keep an eye on her and keep her under lock and key. So that she can't get out with somebody else, and therefore we should still be able to assume that the child is from the woman's husband, Idilma, or perhaps Kivon, since the prutza b'yoyse, that she is excessively promiscuous, loy, we cannot say that, because maybe she still will be able to slip away and have relations with another man, even though the husband knows that this is the ovulating time period. Says the Gemara, Teku, the Shaila stands, we do not have a resolution to this question.
So is the Teku on the Shaila that Rav Amram is asking on the Halacha, is brought down in the name of Rav Abahu, is that the Teku? Or is the Teku more localized to this Shaila of Rav Amram?
Only on the Shaila. Only on the Shaila, because the Shaila is, we're changing a fact. Ravo was talking about a regular woman that happened to have been Mizadeh.
Right, and then Rav Amram comes and says, well, I've got a case where we can't rely on Rov Bias
Achrabal,
and it's a case of this Yoser, this
that's right. Who's excessive. That's right, there's a whole new Shaila. Whole new Shaila. Meaning, Rav Avo was talking about a localized or general case, a woman that's Mizana, that she doesn't have her Cheskes Kashrus, so there's a standard Rov Bias Achrabal. Rav is saying, what about if I change that variable?
Okay, so he's not asking on.
Correct.
He's just asking a Shaila. General Shaila.
That's right.
Different type of woman.
That's right.
Different type of woman.
That's right. Good? Right.
What a marriage, huh?
Yeah, right? Like, he knows about it.
He knows about it.
And
this time
a
month,
that's
though,
right.
But the other times a month,
right.
That's right. Okay with it.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think there's an expression for that. Isn't there an expression in English? No. When you have a marriage that's not like miyuchad,
it's not polygamous.
Polyamorous.
There are TV shows about that.
Polyamorous.
Oh, it exists, isn't it?
It's called polyamorous. It's called.
And then they call it
swingers.
Yeah.
That just means that no one's makbid.
I think so.
You can have a couple that's married, but they're still. So I wonder, I don't really care what the Goyim Yishuv thing is, but in other words, this is this Hakpada. The Gemara is saying that as much as you'll allow certain things, but the child, I don't want the child to be from Yemen. Okay. Goyim Yishuv. Ve'elu shebezden mekanim. So the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, said that these are the women that Bezden will make a kinoy for them. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. The Torah says, if you just follow along in the pasuk, you could see the aleph on the side. It says, "Davar el bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem ish ish ki sista ishtoi, a man who his wife will stray umol ibomol, etc." So says the brayso like this: Torah Rabbanan, ish. The Torah says ish. Ma tamal lemer ish ish. What is the pasuk coming to teach me by repeating ish ish? Says the Gemara. The rabbis, this is coming to include Eishes Cheresh, the wife of a Cheresh, the Eishes Shaita, the wife of a crazy man, the Eishes Shamon, and the wife of a different kind of crazy person, Vishahalach Baal la Medinas Hayam, or a woman that her husband went to Medinas Hayam, overseas, Vishahayachavash of Esasur, or a woman that her husband was locked up in prison, and all these women were not acting appropriately, but their husbands weren't around to keep an eye on them. Shebez in mekanon lahem, that this ish, the extra ish is teaching us, shebezdin, that bezdin mekanon lahem will give a warning to them, lipoislon miksubasim, to hassle them, or to exclude them, to make them forfeit miksubasim, their ksuba, if they don't listen to the warning of not hanging out with.
It's interesting that Medina Siam is added to the list. We've had this list many times already in the Gemara of who based in. Now we've got Medina Siam.
Yeah, it's a Braiso, so it's a different thing. We never said that? You're right.
Well, we never said it.
It's just the Chavis, yeah. You're right. And yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're bringing up just, does a Mishnah, does the Tana of the Mishnah argue on this? You know, it's interesting. It makes sense why they wouldn't be able to. Because when the Baila Halach Medina Sayyam,
it's like a commentary, no? Yeah?
More than that. Yeah. What's the problem in all these cases? The wife doesn't have anyone watching her.
Yeah.
The man's had a commission, though.
Right. But if he's in Medina Sayyam, He could show up tomorrow. Especially back in the day, there was no email, there were no phone calls, there were letters maybe.
But he's not in the city.
That's true. That's true.
So there's enough community there.
So, but it's a middle Madrid. It's a middle Madrid, and that's why it could be, you're right, there's Machlekes over here.
What about the prison? He could be let out of prison any day. No. It's not a life sentence, but
well,
would it be no?
Not necessarily. Yeah. Maybe there was a certain thing, because it's a finite amount. Meaning...
What's a finite amount?
It's either a finite amount or it's forever. Okay?
So
yeah. That you know, oh, tomorrow, this week is not coming. So the Moshul, I'll give you a Moshul. There's something, there is a, in Hilchos Yichud, it's very interesting. Hilchos Yichud, that's what you're saying, Bala Be'ir. So if a woman's husband is in the city, so then she has a certain fear of being caught. So that's why there's a certain Yichud is going to be Mutter. But the Pesach I'm talking about, let's say she lives in Brooklyn. This is a classic example. They live in Brooklyn, and the husband's working in Manhattan.
What's the year?
Right? Is that the year? Or if the husband goes to work and he never comes home before 5, what is considered? It's not so poshut. So this is a middle madrig over here, and it could be that's why this masal is. It's a good hara. Okay. So that's what Bezdin says. Again, that's what Rashi says. That's what the Brisa says. Shebezdin mekanal lehen, Bezdin will give them the warning, lepaisel miksubasim, to pasel them and to make them forfeit the ksuba if they violate the warning. Says the Brisa, yochol, I might have thought, af lahashkoison, that the warning is even lehashkoison, to give them to drink. Says the Brisa, no, tamalayma, the pasuk teaches me, and this is now in days over there, which is a few seconds later, it says, V'hevi ha'ish es ishtoi. The man will bring his wife to the kohen. Since it says that the husband is bringing...
Not the beis din.
Exactly. It says the man is bringing the wife, so that precludes the beis din's ability to give her to drink. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Af lahashkaisa, the warning of Bezdin will work even to give her to drink. When? When the husband will go out from jail, yashkena, he will give her to drink. Meaning to say, says the Tanakama, the warning that Bezdin gives is only going to work in order to give her, to make her forfeit the ksuba if she violates it. It will never be able to allow her to drink, even if the husband gets out of jail. Rabbi Yossi says no. The warning that Bezdin gives her will be such a good warning that the husband, if he becomes capacitated, not incapacitated, right? Because back to, if he gets healthy again or whatever, or gets out of jail, he could use that warning and bring her to drink as a result of her violating that warning. The Maikamithlik, he says the Gemara, if regarding what are they arguing, meaning they both agree that Bezdin can't give her to drink, right? So what's the machlokes? Why does Rabbi Yossi say that the warning of Bezdin will work for the husband to bring based on that warning? And the Tanakhama says no. But my kamifagi, what is the nakuda? What is the point of contention? Says the Gemara, Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold, Ba'inon, we need Vekina Vehevi. Okay? It says in the Pasuk, in Gimel it says Vekina Yesishtoi, and he will warn his wife. And back in Beis it says Vehevi Ha'ish Yesishtoi, and a man brings his wife. So says the Rabbanon, the person who does the Vekina has to do Vehevi. So if Bezdin, despite the fact that we see that Bezdin has a right to do a Kina because of Ish, but Bezdin can't give her to drink because it says behavior isha sishtei, right? And since it says v'kina v'hevi, that teaches me that the same person who's doing the kinoi, who's doing the hava, bringing the woman to Bezdin, has to have been the one who did the kinoi, and he wasn't the one who did the kinoi. Bezdin was the one that did the kinoi. So says the Rabbanon, v'kina v'hevi, in other words, both of them say, he should warn his wife, he should bring his wife. That means that in order for me to bring my wife, I had to have been the one to give the warning to my wife. Now it happens to be that we have a Jerusha that teaches us that Bezdin is able to do a warning. But such a warning, which is not done through the husband, will not allow the husband to bring his wife later because of that warning. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yossi Savar, and Rabbi Yossi holds, Loi Ba'inon V'kina V'hevi. We do not need v'kina v'hevi, meaning it doesn't have to be the same warning. In other words, like this. The warning, the pasuk says, the husband warns his wife. Now, that's number one. We, at, in the parentheses, we have a drasha which teaches us, ish, that Bezdin, at certain times, is allowed to do that warning. End parenthesis. Now, so that's step number one, is to get the warning, either through the husband, or through Bezdin. Then the pasuk says, v'hedia ish ha-sishta. The man brings his wife. Now, that has to be the husband. It can't be Bezdin, because we don't have a drasha for that. But all you need in order for the husband to be able to bring his wife up to Bezdin is that there was a kinoy. What kind of kinoy? The aforementioned kinoy. What was the aforementioned kinoy? Either the husband or Bezdin, which was included because of the drasha of Ishish. That's the Mahalakis.
The Rabbanan are going to say that we can't use that warning when the man gets out. The man has to make a new warning.
That's right.
So then, then what's the point of the warning of the beast and ever? According to the Rabbanan.
It's to keep her.
What are the Rabbanan going to do?
That's right. What will happen as a result. But ultimately, the real goal is that she shouldn't lose her ksuba. She should behave.
I see.
That's the goal, so to keep her in check.
Deterrent.
Right, deserve. Okay. Right, exactly.
So is Rav Yossi, is he holding by some sort of like shlichus? Is the Beis Din like standing instead of the man to give the warning?
That's what's coming out according to either one of them. It comes out according to Rabbanon or Rav Yossi, it's a shlichus kind of thing, which is being included because of the ribuy of ish. This is a separate shiloh. Do we say that just like we see the Hevia Ish Hashishtai and the Kina Ish Hashishtai, do we see that it has to be both the same person doing it? It's like an extra, kind of drasha. Or do we say, no, just do different things. Kinoy is one thing. Your marbeth bezdin because of the drasha, fine. Once the kinoy happens and she violates it, the husband now brings her up. Only the husband. Okay?
Can I ask one more thing with their warning, they do a kinoy that says, don't you steer with this man. She does steer with that man. Then she just has to divorce her husband and she loses her ksuba. That's all that happens. Meaning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
End the story. Okay.
So, I mean, if the husband's a shaita, she can't get divorced. That's part of the...
If the husband is a...
A shaita.
Ah.
A cherish. You can't really give her a get.
Okay.
It's not a good move.
Uh-huh.
She's really putting herself in a bad situation.
She's stuck.
She can't get a
get.
She's asked
it
to the husband.
Though.
She can't.
That's
it.
Everyone else. Basedon can't do that. No. Can't do it. Yeah. There was a story up north that I saw recently. That Basedon doing something.
Say someone like, what if a man suffers a traumatic brain injury?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Is that what it was?
That was the story.
And then a woman could become almost like...
She was an aguna.
What's an
aguna? Aguna means a woman that's...
A chained woman.
Yeah.
Well, usually you think of it in terms of a man who won't give a get.